Western states depend on snowfall to boost their water supply every year, and the amount of snow is crucial for water managers in the desert Southwest. As part of our coverage of the Colorado River, KJZZ's Casey Kuhn reports snow that feeds the rivers in Arizona is at near record low levels.
The Salt River Project puts on an annual water expo, and this one features a pile of cold, white, powdery stuff on a hot, sunny day near Phoenix. SRP hydrologist Andrew Volkmer puts snowshoes on two young boys while their guardian looks on.
Have you guys worn snowshoes before?
Nope.
First, you might have to explain what snow is.
Volkmer's job today is to explain exactly what snow is and why it's so important for the state's water supply.
You guys want to measure some snow when you're in them?
Yeah.
Volkmer plunges a hollow aluminum tube into the waist-high snowpack simulator. It's the same process used everywhere snow is measured, weighed, and recorded to see how much water is in it. He explains that to Zarina Bradasante and her mom, who are wide-eyed as they learn where that snow melts to become the water they use.
And then we use that to put into our models and figure out how much runoff is going into the reservoirs.
Oh, wow.
Right now, reservoir levels are at 61% full. Not great, but not terrible either, according to SRP Surface Resource Manager Charlie Esther.
We're actually in pretty good condition.
That's all because of planning. Esther says the project, which manages Metro Phoenix water supply, plans 11 years ahead. However, this year's snowpack has been severely dry. The 2018 total runoff from that snowpack could be one of the driest on record in 105 years.
And while we're increasing the amount of groundwater we're going to use this year, that's not because this year's dry. We're looking out to next year. What if next year is just as severely dry, or maybe even worse?
Esther says water users don't have to worry about cutbacks now, but says water in the desert is a luxury.
We have enough water to use, but not enough to waste. We should treat every drop of water, like it's a precious resource, because it really is.
Phoenix's water starts as snow falling in the remote mountains of northern Arizona, where U.S. Department of Agriculture engineer Travis Kohling drives an all-terrain vehicle to the testing site.
This is actually an old forest road.
That old forest road ends, and the evergreen trees grow tall and thick where there's practically no snow. Finally, sparkly white patches appear, and the snow crunches underfoot. Kohling and his partner go from spot to spot for data. Their boots sink into the snow, and the shallow pack today is another example of how dry this year has been.
We usually have to wear snowshoes when we do this.
His partner jots down the inches of snow before Kohling pours it into a bag for weighing.
This is our official snow survey Walmart bag.
Last year was a wet winter, but this year looks like drought conditions again.
It's pretty low. Like I said, this is normally the peak, peak snowpack, and it's already melting out.
Arizona's snowpack this year is far below normal at 28% of the median as of March 1st. It's a low-tech data test that's been practically the same since measurements began in the 1920s. That makes for an appealingly standard data set for scientists, like Director of Oregon Climate Change Research Institute Philip Moat.
The number of trends that were going down a lot relative to their variability was much, much greater than what you would expect by chance.
What that means is Moat and his team looked at the snowpack data and found the snowpack is declining over the years in every state. Arizona showed more of a decrease than most. Moat's not sure why Arizona stands out, but overall, the reasons for less snow and therefore less water runoff on average is climate change.
Indeed, the warming trends that we've observed are the culprit in the decreases in snowpack that have been observed.
Moat ran the weather data through a model twice. Once with observed climate warming trends, and again without those trends. Only the climate change simulation mirrored real-life snowpack. Water managers like SRP's Charlie Esther will keep worrying about water supply like they do every year.
I don't think we need to be worried now at this point. But managing water is always, there is that uncertainty of climate.
And unless a major snowstorm comes through, it's likely that the snow and the runoff are going to be near record lows again. I'm Casey Kuhn.